This is gonna be sad. For me, mostly. It's gonna hurt like it did when it all happened. This is my process. I gotta get it out. See, the more I hold it in, the more it tends to hurt. My family is crumbling. It really started with my aunt and uncle. At some point, they just decided to up and leave our lives. We were cooking oysters on the fire pit outside our house when one of us decided to go get more wood. This simple action somehow justified my aunt and uncle to leave our lives. Over the years, I tried to maintain a relationship with them despite what happened between them and my parents. Visits with them were awkward, just plain uncomfortable. I was fed up with the situation and decided to confront them. I could see it in their eyes when I visited. They were privately talking behind my back. I didn't need proof. I felt it deep within me because that's how I am. I can sense things like this. So I confronted them on the topic of my parents and them cutting ties. People reveal their true selves when they go all out to protect themselves. Their very delicate reality they have formed for themselves and no one else. That's what I saw that day. Beings that I didn't want to witness again. I could still see my aunt and uncle, but only a little bit. At least what I remember of them. They were not going to change their minds. They had moved on. I knew then that I had to move on too, so I did. I cut ties with them despite their efforts to text me happy birthday and Merry Christmas. I feared the beings I witnessed and didn't want to go back. I don't know if these beings were there when I was younger, when I was unaware, when I enjoyed every second I was with them. Every Christmas and every birthday. Odd weekends, we'd see them. Lots of laughing and family time. Family. Not the creatures I saw that day that horrified me and made me grateful for the family I have now. One set of grandparents. I don't know. I don't know if they're creatures. I don't know if I can trust them like I did when I was younger. Now I wonder who is a creature and who is not. They left me too. It started with a phone call that started with niceties and ended with a goodbye. They were set to move very quickly across the country away from us. We had the impression that we were getting closer to them, more than we were before, but this was not the case. They left the next week without any confidence our relationship was any better than it was before. At this point, you're probably thinking, what a complainer. See, I don't think this is real. I've been tossed into an alternate reality from the one I was in. I mean, it must be. For example, I woke up this morning and everything seemed to be off, really. I looked at my phone, same time I usually wake up, but I felt emptier. And maybe that's a side effect of this alternate reality. I got up and looked outside. Dull light drifted through the trees, illuminating the monsters that were already there. They roamed around mindlessly. I grimaced, and they looked at my window. But back to my story. We'll leave them for a bit. I was cheated on. I'll never forget it. Ever. You know why? It strengthened my unhealthy practices. My distrust of others, and my feelings of insecurity and insignificance. They wanted somebody else. I loved them. They said they loved me. They wanted someone else, in bed, with someone else. Nothing rips your being in half more than that. When you truly love, you love deeper than you'd ever imagine you could. When it's lost, you know it will take a miracle to feel that kind of love again in this lifetime. I looked out the window and a stupid, mindless creature was staring at me through the window. its dull, mindless eyes swiveled around in its sockets. It chuckled ruefully at me and then looked back at the others who slowly made their way up to the window. I felt anger rise up in me like a once-forgotten need to be loved. A dagger that didn't go for my back. It didn't hide like that. It went right for the heart. Not very strategic, but smart all the same. The creatures were trying to pry at the window, their nails hopelessly grasped at the slippery surface and withdrew almost as quickly. Maddeningly, I grabbed at a pen and knocked over a Chinese finger trap and Bradbury novel. I began writing in a notebook. The creatures knocked on the window, each swing coming harder and harder. I thought hard to keep the thoughts out. I knew they wouldn't let me. I knew they wouldn't help me either. They would bring me down and burden me over and over again. 2 pages went by in a flash, 4 pages. I smiled wide when I looked back down at my papers. I knew I had something. I knew I started. Started the process of healing. I didn't need to be alone during the journey, but it was important to be alone for this. I stood up crying because I knew I was closer. I would have to fight for more and more. Sometimes less and less, but at least I had taken the first step. Looking out the window, I cried harder because the creatures were gone. The light warmed the side of the house sweetly, as it often does in the springtime. My parents were there and hugged me when I stepped out of my room. The other set of my grandparents were there too. They also hugged me. I felt there was something that was missing though. I knew what it was, but I would write about it later. Don't keep things inside. It may be hard to reveal our secrets to others, our insecurities, but the act of speaking of them, giving them a name and face, makes the difference. From time to time, I would see the creatures and I would worry about their slow approach forward into that dull light of the alternative reality of my own. But no longer would they reach my window before they evaporated and went back to where they belonged. Tucked away in my thoughts, but unreachable, on paper, in a story. A story I would someday tell others. I would tell others my triumph over these beasts because I knew they too could keep them from reaching the window. My tales would not end there. A few times the creatures would get closer to my window than ever before, and I would remember this time, my alternative reality, my special corner of the Bradbury Zone.